Bill Belichick, how you doing?
Good, Glenn. Michael, Teddy, how you guys doing?
All right. Great.
Short night, but.
Yes. We made it, though.
I guess they're a lot easier when you win games, those
they
short
sure
nights.
Yeah, they sure are.
Hey, let me ask you this, because we spent so much time, wasting time last week, talking about heat and humidity down there in Miami. You go down as the northern team into Florida. You run the no-huddle, up-tempo offense, something that you've worked at a little bit in the preseason. And it works to perfection. When you do something like this, first game of the season, down there in a climate like that, do you have to really know how conditioned your team is and whether they can hold up to something like that? You had to feel pretty confident.
I think a lot of it's just kind of a feel. You go through the game and see how it goes. But, again, we were in that situation a couple weeks ago. Went down to Tampa. Similar climate. We up-tempoed that a little bit, so... I feel like our players have worked hard. I feel like they're in pretty good condition. And, we feel like we can hold up. I mean, not saying we don't get tired. I mean, that's part of competing. But we felt like we could hold up okay. And I think the players did it. We talked to them after each series. How are we doing? We want to. And I think, we pretty much got a good response from the players about, yeah, let's keep doing it. Let's keep pushing it. We feel good. Let's keep going.
Bill, does the decision to do it have anything to do with the opponent and how quickly they substitute and get guys on the field and off the field? In other words, some teams maybe they're not substituting as much and they're not bringing personnel in and out, so it is maybe more difficult to get those teams in a mismatch more than others.
Right. Well, I think any time you do really anything in football, there's an upside to it and there's a downside. So if you do something, you maybe try to gain something. But you're losing something on the other end of it. And, you just have to decide whether or not you think it's worth it to give up what you have to give up to get what you want to try to get. Certainly when you line up in quick formations like that, you don't have time to motion. You don't have as many formations. You don't have as many looks. So, would you rather have fewer formations, fewer looks, and go at a faster pace? Or would you go and slow the pace down and be able to change the looks, change your personnel, change formations, put guys in motion, all those kind of things. That's just some of what some of the give and take of it. I don't think there's any right or wrong answer. You make the decisions based on what you feel like gives you the best chance and to be successful, and then sometimes you adjust that during a game, or sometimes it goes the way you hope it will, and you're able to stay with it.
So when you have that up-tempo going on offense, what you see defensively from the other team, that up-tempo, what it does to them, the looks that you might see, the various combination of looks you might see. I know last week we talked about Wake being all over the place, being able to rush from a lot of different places. That up-tempo, does that neutralize some of those looks you possibly can get defensively?
Sure. Yeah, we've been on that side of the ball,
yes,
too. A lot of times you just barely have time to get called and lined up what you want to be in, let alone try to, get into a lot of fancy stuff that, it changes the look and disguises and just it becomes confusing because you don't have time to get it all coordinated and communicated. So, part of that is whether you can operate your fast tempo better than they can operate their fast tempo. And of course, when things go well and you make a few plays, then that gives everybody more confidence. And sometimes when you're on the other side of that, it can unsettle you a little bit. And of course, we've been there before, too. So. I know that feeling.
I'm not saying you knew the play from Brady to Welker was going to go for 99 yards, but sometimes you're in a certain formation, the defense is in a certain alignment, and you say, this is a perfect storm. If we execute this play, it could be a big one. When you saw the way Miami was lined up there at the one-yard line, did you have that feeling that this could be a big play? Not 99 yards, 30 yards, 35 yards.
Yeah, well, Tom did a great job of seeing the defense and because we were in a spread formation, it looked like, Miami had to declare where they were going to go to match up to our receivers. Mm-hmm. Tom saw it. He made an adjustment and when we all saw him make that adjustment, we knew what he was thinking and Wes ran a great route. Tom made a super tremendous throw and then Wes broke Sapp's tackle and went the distance. But I think as the play was developing, we had one thing called, and then when Tom made an adjustment to the call, I think we all knew what he was going after, and he made a great decision and a great throw.
A few years ago, people were talking about the tight ends not being part of your passing game, And yet now you've got two tight ends. Obviously, they present great mismatches for you out there, and you've constantly talked about mismatches and how that is important out there. Is it all based on personnel, that once you've got the personnel, you're willing to change to do whatever you need to do to be able to be successful at whatever part of the passing game you need to work on?
Well, I think basically, Glenn, that's what our philosophy is with this football team, is to try to have a system that's broad enough so that you can take advantage of players with different types of skill sets, and you know, the 3-4, 4-3, the tight ends, the no tight ends, all that. It's really a question of what do you feel like is your best group of players on the field, and how can you get them to give them an opportunity to do the things that they can do, that they can be productive and use their strengths. So we try to have a system that's flexible enough to do that, and you know, there's a big difference between having a Corey Dillon in the game or a Kevin Falk or a Danny Woodhead in the game, but they've all been productive, and yeah. And part of it is, you know, doing things that they can do. They're not the same, but they can all be good at what they do, and if they are, then give them a chance to do it. So we try not to get too locked into one system that then excludes a lot of other players because they don't quite, you know, fit into that narrow tunnel. We try to have a broader, you know, a broader system that can encompass and incorporate players with different skill sets, because they're not all the same, and not everybody's available between the draft or free agency or, you know, a player that's on your roster. Sometimes you have to take something that where a player has a strength and his weakness, it isn't really ideal, but you can make it work, you know, if your system's flexible enough. And we did that in 2001, 2003, where we started off in a 3-4 defense, and Brian Cox got hurt, Ted Johnson got hurt, went to a 4-3 defense. Teddy was a middle linebacker, won a Super Bowl. I mean, it wasn't about a scheme, it was about players. And in the end, that's what wins for you in the NFL, and I think really in all levels of football, players win games. You know, and when you have good players out there and they perform well and they can execute, you know, as a group, then you got a good chance to win, but you have to have players.
And coach, players, locker room atmospheres, and I think I want to get back to the tight ends. Sometimes, you know, locker room atmospheres, when there's a Gronkowski in the locker room, you know there's a Gronkowski, and now you've got two Gronkowskis.
Got two.
What's that like in there? Can you handle two Gronks on the New England Patriots?
There's a couple more.
It's a challenge. Man, it's a challenge. They got a lot of personality.
They do.
And as you know, that it can be good for a football team, because you don't want everybody to be the same. You need to have, you know, you want people to be themselves, to be their own personality, to be who they are. And to be comfortable with it. But at the same time, you know, we've got a purpose and everybody's got a job to do. And, you know, as long as it's done within that framework of, hey, when it's time to work, we work. And you know, when we're not working, then, you know, we have some guys that are quiet, some guys that like to play jokes, some guys that, you know, do different things. And that's okay. It's okay as long as it doesn't interfere with what the purpose of the team is. Yeah. But those guys are, they practice hard. They play hard. They're hard.
Coach, you talked about adjustments. The first offensive series for the Miami Dolphins, you know, Daboll had a good combination of play calls, the quarterback draw to finally get him in the end zone. They took it down pretty easy on you early, but after that they punted four consecutive times. This was game one of the regular season. Sideline adjustments key. Could bring in the defense to the sideline after that first drive. Is there any adjustments that you made, or was it just settle down, do your job type of thing, and then they settled down and got four punts? Were there any adjustments that you had to implement there that you saw with what Daboll was calling?
Yeah, well, I mean, definitely they got us on the quarterback draw, and that was a play that they had run at Cleveland that, you know, in all honesty, I should have had the team better prepared for. I mean, that was really, you know, more my fault than it was theirs, because I just didn't do a good enough job preparing him for that. But, you know, Marshall made a great catch on the sideline. It was on the other side of the field. I'm not sure if it was a catch, but it was close. But anyway, you know, that was a big play for him. And then they hit us on the cutback run, and we just didn't play that very well. So, of course, once you see a team do something, and now at least you know exactly what it is you're defending, because a lot of times you go into a game and you've got a lot of stuff you got to worry about, and that was certainly the case with Miami. There were a lot of things with Reggie Bush and their whole offense, exactly what they would try to do. But I think once the game started to declare, and even in the first drive, they showed that they were going to throw the ball outside, try to get down the field, run some cutback runs with Bush, you know, third down runs. then that helped us be more alert for those things later on in the game. So that was it was good to get that. Well, it wasn't good to the result, but once we saw those things, I think our players adjusted to it pretty quickly. Maybe not the exact same play, but kind of the concept and the way he was calling the game.
You know, it's so interesting to hear you say that. You felt like you should have prepared them better on the quarterback draw. Other than watch out for the draw on third down, what would you, if you could go back, you know, what would you have said to them to that would have prepared them better for that play?
Well,
it's a formation.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's a play that they had run. It's a concept that they had used several times last year and prior to playing Cleveland. It was one that we saw a few times on film. We talked about it, and it was kind of a check with me play. It's a good concept, and we just didn't do a good enough job of defensively of disguising our coverage and making it harder for them to run the play. We kind of played right into the look, and I'd say that's more my fault than theirs, really. I just feel bad that I didn't prepare the team better for that play. It shouldn't have. Might have gained a few yards. It shouldn't have scored, but I'll take that one. That was a bad mistake on my part.
All right, Bill, a couple questions about San Diego before we close it out. You look back from last year, Vincent Jackson healthy, Antonio Gates healthy, Malcolm Floyd, big receivers on the offensive side. And on the defensive side, strong safety, defensive lineman, linebacker, whatever he is, Bob Sanders, is now healthy and playing for this team. Both sides of the ball, those various subjects, how do you see them?
Well, Chargers, I thought they did a great job against us last year. We were fortunate that we had the turnovers in that game, which ultimately was the difference and came down to a long field goal at the end, and they weren't able to tie it, but they held us to a little over 200 yards on offense. It was probably our worst day offensively of the season, not much yardage. I don't know, like 3 for 12 on third down or something like that. Four sacks. We had a hard time running the ball. We had a hard time throwing it. And offensively, they outgained us by a significant margin. The difference in the game was the turnovers, the fumble that they laid down after the catch, or the lateral that was the forward pass that ended up being a lateral, and all those kind of plays. So, it was great that those happened, but honestly, you can't go into a game and count on getting four. Gift wrap turnover. So we need to, create more of those plays ourselves and be able to move the ball better offensively and, create more positive plays in the kicking game and so forth. So, look, the Chargers are a great team. They've had a tremendous record over the last decade in terms of number of wins and offensive production, defensive production. They were at the top of the league last year on both sides of the ball, had a tough year on special teams. I'm sure that's obviously improved and improved over the second half of the year last year. And, they've got great players. They're well coached. They're sound. They don't give you a lot of easy plays. They make you earn it, and they're tough to stop. They have a lot of weapons at tight end, receiver, running back, quarterback, real good offensive line. So there really aren't too many weaknesses there. We're going to need to play a good football game and not afford to make those mistakes. And really, Minnesota made one key one there on the first play of the game. They got the slip screen, batted up in the air for an interception. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, that's the difference in the game. And, one of those plays, a long play on defense or turnover on offense or a breakdown in the kicking game, it could be all it'll take against a team like that.
They turned it over on the end. They got a hard count on the end. At the end of that game, got Minnesota's line totally off balance.
Right, yeah.
Closed that game out.
Yeah, you don't see that very often.
No.
You see a game where a team runs out the clock on a hard count.
Right.
Coach, I know you look at preseason coming into regular season, focusing on themes, and Detroit, big receivers had success. Brandon Marshall had success. Floyd and Jackson. This week in practice, I mean, I know when you're going up against a pass rusher, lining up a guy 1 yard past the line of scrimmage, when you're going up against a lot of quick receivers, moving forward, receivers on the line of scrimmage to simulate speed. How right. can you simulate that type of size at receiver going up against those receivers for your cornerbacks this week?
Well, I think we'll just have to put some of our bigger players out there, like Rob and Aaron and, guys
just
like that.
Just have the tight ends playing wide receiver
this
week.
Yeah, let them line up at wide receiver and just at least get used to the size out there. And that's one way to do it, just put big guys out there and toss it up to them. It's not always a speed game. It's a go up and compete for the ball, one-on-one situation sometimes. So, and those guys are pretty good downfield receivers. But, we got the Gronkowski brothers.
Gronk's on the outside, baby.
Yeah. so things like that. I'm not saying every play, but, just to get used to something like that. Sure, that's some way to do it.
Bronx on parade. All right, Bill, congratulations with win number one. We'll see you back
Congrats,
here
Coach.
Next week.
All right, thank
Have
you.
A good one.
All right.
See you, Bill.